Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have Randy Rainbow tickets to give away. Going to be performing some musical stuff at the Merrill Theater Musical Comedy. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's been nominated for Emmys, Grammys, comedy songs. He's pretty cool.
Well, check him out online if you're not familiar. And if you want to win tickets, just tell us the highlight from your weekend. 207-807-1104. Highlight from your weekend. What was it? 207-807-1104. Tara, highlight of the weekend for you was?
My highlight was that your birthday present arrived and I was able to send it to you on your day of birth, which I think made it extra special. And I'm dying to know what you thought about it. Honest opinion.
It's the first time anyone's ever sent me a cameo. So I got a text message from Tara and I just figured it was the obligatory happy birthday. But then I opened it up and there's a video. What's his name? Larry Romano, who was like a character on King of Queens, which I've been binge watching.
Right. It's your new show. It's right. Your new thing.
And he was only on the first few seasons. And I remember while we were watching
he left his mark.
Yeah. I remember while we were watching it, Maura was like, I don't remember this guy in any of the episodes. And I'm like, he's been in all of like the friendship episodes. He's part of the
right.
He's part of Doug's crew.
I knew you would know because I knew you were watching it over from the beginning, so I was like, okay, we're good here.
Yeah, if he was in the later episodes I might not have got there yet, but he was in the first few seasons. So I think he like left to do a pilot for another show, like
or a movie or
something. He wanted to branch off his acting career, and that was definitely the wrong decision for him, I think.
Give him a break. Well, he let you know in the cameo he is directing a new movie.
Yeah, he did. He let me know what he was up to. It was 2 minutes and 45 seconds of
pure
unhinged.
Bliss. Unhinged. Yeah, the man was unhinged.
I'll have to listen to it. Does he swear in it?
I don't think so, but I was wondering, are you going to use him for a new drop? Because I made him say your name and he kept saying it over and over and over again, like, DeLon.
He did. I'll, feel free to call in 207-807-1104 with your weekend highlight. And, you know, while we play the next song, I'll give it a quick listen and then we can play a little bit of it.
Radio approved.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he doesn't drop any. not safe for work language in there. But yeah, it was hilarious.
Good, good, good.
So first time I got a cameo, and you can just tell that. I mean, it was 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Like, I feel like the more popular the star, the quicker those cameos are.
Yeah. So you really got a good one.
I did. He put in some effort to it.
Also, I would like to say, I didn't realize this, but after I purchased all the proceeds, he's doing cameo and all the proceeds go to a charity. I don't remember which charity.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's an amazing cause as well.
Oh, that's cool. I was
what a guy.
So then once you sent the cameo to me, I started looking up other people's cameos.
You know who I wanted to get you so bad, but it just wasn't in the budget, is DJ James Kennedy. It was over $200. I'm like, okay, I know Vanderpump Rules had a year, but calm down.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad you spent what you spent on him. That's hilarious, though. Yeah, I forgot what I was. Oh,
and I looked at Jax Taylor as well. He was almost $300.
So I started looking.
Like, relax.
I started looking at the cameos, and I'm like, do the lower priced ones that are like, you know, are like $25 or $30. I'm like, do these people, are they really that hard up for money that they're doing these cameos?
Stop. Some of them are.
Well, that was the thought when you sent me that one, but now that
some of them go to charity.
Well, that's good. Now that you said that his goes to charity, I feel better about the whole situation. But it was absolutely unhinged.
Well, regardless if I was paying his bills or if it was going to charity, he still took the time to do it, and it was really funny.
They also have to be kind of awkward too. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, for sure.
Film a video for somebody you have no idea who they are, and you have to just talk and ramble for a decent amount of time where somebody feels like they got their money's worth.
He went longer than I expected. I thought it was going to be like 30 seconds.
Does it give you a time? Like, you'll at least get this much?
I don't know. I didn't read the fine print.
Interesting. Anyways, all right, I'll listen to it in a second and play it. But that's the highlight of the weekend, is the fact that
that the gift arrived just in time for your birthday.
Yeah, very excited for that. Thank you. I was not expecting that. For me, the highlight was I stuck to my New Year's resolution for approximately a month. At the end of the year, you know, I was like, oh, I got a big milestone birthday coming up. I got to get in shape this year, and I've lost 10 pounds since.
Woo-hoo!
Since my weigh-in right before my birthday, since the top of the year. So
are you going to stick with it
while
you're on vacation next week?
You know, I have every intention to.
I don't think that it counts when you're on vacation. That's not real time.
Yeah, but I also don't want to lose the progress that I've made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I might not go as hard, but I might like try to do a little bit of like exercise each day.
Just go for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lana's coming on vacation too. So I figured we could go for like a walk or a hike or something like that.
Exactly.
And make it work. But I want to at least stay active. I don't want to be a bum. You know what I mean? 207-807-1104. Tell us the highlight of your weekend. I had a good birthday weekend too. Maura came home from DJing on Saturday night, and Maura had a bunch of balloons and a whole little setup.
That's sweet.
For me, as I walked in on a charcuterie board. Normally when I come home, I end up falling asleep while making a frozen pizza and burn the house down. This time I crushed a charcuterie board.
Little
pickles. I had all the pickles and all the cheeses and meats. And then I got some good gifts from her the next day. I waited until I woke up to open my gifts the next day.
That's fun.
It was a very good weekend. And then shout out to everybody that commented online. I saw the social media post went up with me. Those balloons, by the way, I was not blowing them up for my birthday. I was blowing them up for
the party.
Yeah, we had a launch party when we launched the other signals. And I feel like every year that's the picture that gets used on my birthday.
Is it? Because last year I posted one that I stole off the grid of you like at Christmas Prelude.
Who posted that one? Was that you or?
What do you think? Because I looked at that photo and I was like, he's not even looking at the camera, but this is very like Gen Z candid social media.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel younger. I knew it wasn't you based on the caption.
But it was very cool. It was a very cool photo.
It was Lee, right?
Yes, of course. I went right to our Facebook and I scrolled to see who posted it.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Christina and Sopo, tell us the highlight of your weekend.
The highlight was actually being able to sit in peace in my home and relax.
What's been going on? Why is it so chaotic over there?
Oh my gosh. Man stress, child stress, job stress, life stress, all of it.
So how did you get a peaceful weekend?
My child went to his dad's for the weekend.
Okay.
I sat home with a bottle of wine and I watched the new show Griselda.
Oh, what a weekend.
Right? It was so relaxing. It was so nice. And then because the snow's on the ground and I work where we need to be able to get into the ground, I get Monday off.
Oh,
even better.
Nice.
Weekend extended.
What is Griselda's about, like drugs in Miami, right?
Yes. But Griselda Blanco, yes. So, like, the best quote was, the only man I was ever afraid of was a woman named Griselda. And that was from Pablo Escobar.
Whoa! Yeah, I need to watch this. I keep seeing with Sofia Vergara, all her interviews and stuff. She looks amazing.
She's the...
That's a good show, though, on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It's so great.
The godmother of Miami's drug empire, right?
Right. The Colombian princess.
Awesome. Awesome. Are you trying to get these tickets we were giving away, too?
Yes. I want to go out with my best friend. We've had kind of a rough patch for the last 5 years because men have been intermingled in life and kind of ripping people.
Okay.
Well, let's say men and women, not just men. Have been ripping us in other directions. So it would be nice to do something fun with her.
All right. Well, we're going to hook you up. You're going to go see Randy Rainbow. We'll give you a pair of tickets for the Merrill.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. All right, I listened to the cameo. He doesn't swear, so I'll play a little bit of it. This is the cameo that Tara sent me. Larry Romano, who plays Richie in King of Queens for like the first few seasons. He did like 43 episodes.
Ryan Elon. Hey, this is Larry Rowe. Tara says, happy 40th birthday. You're a big King of Queens fan. And I'm saying happy birthday, man, to the big 40th. I hope you have a good one. And she made sure that I say your name, D-Lawn. D-Lawn. Like spelled like lawn. Like grass, man. So how you doing? Hope you're having a happy, happy big 40th birthday. It's a good one. 40, good number. Very good number. It's, right now it's about 40 degrees where I'm at. So you and the weather got something in common. You're both in your 40s now.
Why when I first got this and I started watching it and he goes, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing okay. And I'm like, wait, I'm answering a video. Why am I answering this guy?
You are not on FaceTime.
Anyways, hilarious. It goes on for another 2 minutes.
It goes on and on and on.
Yeah. So my very first cameo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Maine game wardens have issued an urgent ice safety warning after one death and multiple rescues in separate incidents this weekend. Game wardens are reminding Mainers everywhere to have the right tools before going out on the ice, like picks of life. I guess that's something that helps you if you fall through the ice, that you can get your way back up. Wardens say because of the conditions this winter, ice in southern Maine is generally not as safe as ice in northern Maine, but things like sunlight and current underneath can change the strength of the ice quickly. I was worried for our buddy News Pro Joe, who has been posting videos out on the ice. I said, be safe, Joe.
Ice scares me. I feel like everyone knows a story of someone in their life that has fallen through and thankfully survived, but it's so dangerous.
He was trying to get me to go ice fishing for a while, and it just doesn't sound enjoyable. I know that they like go out there and they like male bonding and they drink.
The main thing is drinking, yeah.
But like, I can drink inside a warm establishment. I don't need to be out in
the... It's for the experience.
Yeah, pass. The city of Portland is facing a $20 million budget deficit heading into the fiscal year 2025. If nothing changes, Portland's finance director says the city could have to raise property taxes in Portland by about 10%. It's an additional $540 a year on a $375,000 home. They're trying to get that number down, but it looks like there will be an increase regardless. Casey Marsh is one of eight finalists in the Greatest Baker 2023 contest. After graduating from Wells High in 2012, she went on to study in the pastry and baking program at York Community College. She's opened up a home bakery called Baked by Cam. And if she wins, she's going to get $10,000. Plus, she'll be in Bake from Scratch magazine. Plus, she'll get to meet the cake boss. And she's going to use that money if she wins to open up her own storefront. So if you want to vote for her, links up on our Five Things post, howardymaine.com. You can head over there and vote up until February 1st to make her Greatest Baker 2023.
How cool.
Cody Rhodes is your 2024 Men's Royal Rumble winner, securing a world title match at WrestleMania.
Woohoo!
Rhodes is the fourth ever wrestler to win back-to-back Royal Rumbles. Bayley is your Women's Royal Rumble champion, earning her place in the WrestleMania Women's Championship match. So congratulations to them. I haven't seen a Royal Rumble since I was a kid. I haven't really watched wrestling since I was a kid, to be honest, but this was always my favorite event. Like, I like this more than I like WrestleMania.
You do?
Yeah, it was just like a cool concept of like the wrestlers coming in, and we would play the Royal Rumble on video games, but like, you gotta throw them out of the ring and who's gonna be the last man standing, and then you could kind of gamble on it a little bit. Like, this is the one I think is, I'm gonna pick this wrestler to stay in the ring the longest. But I haven't watched since like the Undertaker days. But I do know that there were a lot of people on my timeline very excited about the Royal Rumble. It was when I was a child on my birthday weekend. My dad would often miss it because he would go to the Super Bowl. But now,
your dad regularly went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, not even my dad's a little bit of a partier, not even to go to the Super Bowl, just to go to the city and watch it at a bar in the city and party with his friends.
Oh, okay. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, not when it's your only son's birthday, but
oh, God.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. He made it up to me. And it was always right around my birthday weekend. But now they have like a whole media week and they've pushed it a week. So it's later. And that doesn't happen on my birthday weekend that much. It hasn't happened in years since I was a kid on my birthday weekend. But now the Royal Rumble seems to land on my birthday weekend every year. And I wish it was the reverse. I wish as a kid, the Royal Rumble would land on my birthday weekend. Because like, how cool of a birthday themed party would that be?
That'd be awesome.
Especially as like a middle school age kid. Speaking of Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58. is going to feature a rematch from 4 years ago. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the San Francisco 49ers February 11th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Chiefs are going to their fourth Super Bowl in five seasons. The Niners came back from 17 points down in the second half to defeat the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship 34-31. So they're heading to the big game as well. I really wanted Detroit. Detroit was going to be my pick to win it all. I wanted to see them do it. I want to see an Eminem versus Taylor Swift matchup.
Can you imagine?
I wanted to have Eminem drop that Taylor Swift diss song that we've all been waiting for. Let's go. You know it would have been better than the Nicki Minaj diss song that she just dropped.
Yeah. Trying to forget about that.
But anyways, it is going to be the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I guess I have to root for the 49ers because one of my college roommates is from San Fran. Big big Niners fan, and he, during the Patriots dominance, he would always jump on the bandwagon and root for us. So I'm going to return the favor. I'm going 49ers
how
on this
sweet.
One.
How sweet.
That is five things you need to know. Made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident, call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207 call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Did you watch the games this weekend?
Here and there. I was just going to say, did you see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce being kind of meanie boys on the field?
With the kickers stuff?
That was weird. You're like, get out of here, scram!
Yeah, it gave big, I'm going to stuff you in your locker vibes.
It did! It really did.
Kind of funny, though.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
And Nicki Minaj needs to get some sleep. She was working overtime this weekend. The last few days have been filled with beef between Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. It started with Meg's release of Hiss. The song allegedly referenced Nicki's husband and registered sex offender Kenneth Petty. Meg rapped about Megan's Law, which is a federal mandate requiring law enforcement to make information about registered sex offenders readily available. And then not too long after that release of Hiss, by the way, she dissed basically everybody that she had an issue with, not just Nicki Minaj in that song. It was
accusing
just like,
Drake of having a BBL.
Drake was getting some shots in there. She obviously went at Tory. There was a few other mentions. She was getting a lot off of her chest in that song. And Nicki stayed up late. She hopped on Instagram Live immediately. And then she previewed a track titled Bigfoot, referencing Tory Lanez shooting Meg in the foot. Nicki released the song on Sunday. I'll play a little bit of it for you right now so you can be the judge, and then we'll give our opinions. Then she basically goes on for another minute 45 seconds talking about Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing just kind of sucks. I don't know why Megan Thee Stallion took shots at Nicki Minaj in the first place, because we all know that Nicki Minaj cannot not respond.
She's a little unhinged.
So it was kind of like if you put this song out dissing Nicki Minaj and or her husband, you know what's coming. But also really low of Nicki Minaj to just basically be like, your mom's dead and you got shot. Ha ha. Like, okay, kind of lame.
Yeah, there was some lines that made me chuckle in it. But overall, I think her album was so good that it just distracts from the fact that she put out a really good album.
It's just disappointing.
Like, and just focus on the album.
As someone who's a huge fan of Nicki Minaj, it's super disappointing when I see her get involved in the petty drama like this. I just wish that she would abstain.
To me, she's on another level from Megan Thee Stallion. And
she took it a little too far.
Yeah, I was saying more of like superstar status.
I mean, why would she even bother speaking on it? It's irrelevant.
Exactly. Like, you have like a massive album. Like, I'll even call it a comeback album, because the last album didn't do so well. But this album puts you back in to the superstar status. You're going out on a tour that's been selling out arenas.
Right.
And then now you're addressing this nonsense.
Just don't pay it any attention.
With a song that you did when you've stayed up for like 48 hours. Like,
she was on Live.
You could tell that.
Spiraling.
That was rushed.
Yeah.
Anyways. What else we have for Dirty on the 30? The lineup for Lovers and Friends Festival in Las Vegas was released last week, and we told you that Mary J. Blige is one of the top performers on the digital flyer, but she said she's not going to be there. There's a scheduling conflict, which seems strange because the conflict was the strength of a woman gathering that wasn't happening until a week after Lovers and Friends. So maybe there was like preparation time she needed. I don't know. Seemed like something was up. Well, on Friday, things have changed again. And Mary posted on her Instagram story with the smirking face and money bag emojis. She's back on the Lovers and Friends lineup.
What?
And fans think the situation was about money and respect. Mary indicated that she got the bag. And the updated flyer now has moved Blige's name up to the top line. She said,
"What the
heck? She said, put some respect on my name and give me some more money."
Is that what this was about?
Feels like it. Good for her, though, standing her ground and getting some extra dough and top billing on the Lovers and Friends. I'm very excited about this. I don't know how true this is, but we could be getting a new Jay-Z album in 2024.
Ooh.
A hint was possibly given by director Haji over the weekend. He posted a photo on his Instagram story holding a video production clapboard that read Jay-Z 2024 album, and people got excited. That picture started going viral. I don't know if he knew how excited people were going to get when he posted that, but Roc Nation has deflated the rumors by responding to the post with, quote, "That's news to us."
Oh.
The last album we got from Jay-Z was 444, and that was back in 2017, 7 years ago. I say we're due for a new album. Let's go.
I know, it's so long ago.
I think that it seems wild that he would just be trolling people and post something like that. I think that he posted this and they were like, yo, what are you doing? We're keeping this under wraps.
He can never be trusted again.
He cannot be trusted. So that's where that's news to us. They put that out to try to like throw us off the track. I'm going to stay positive and say, we're going to get a Jay-Z album sometime this year. One Thursday night at midnight, or when I wake up in the morning on Friday, I'm going to pop open my email and I'm going to see that Jay-Z album in there and I'm going to be very excited. So I can't wait for that moment. And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to blame Haji for getting my hopes up by posting this. But it's not like he's a nobody. He's worked on a lot of...
I think it was really an accident.
A lot of projects. It's not like it's some random person that posted this.
I feel like he has been talking about it for so long that he didn't realize that it wasn't released yet and was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, like in your circle, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Taylor Swift has become unsearchable on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Good.
Swifties woke up Saturday and received an error message when trying to search her name on the social media network. It says, something went wrong. Try reloading.
And by the way, I just said good because I still can't believe those AI graphic images of her. I think it's insane.
Yeah, so the AI generated not safe for work images are said to be to blame after they went viral on X last Wednesday, showing a fake Taylor Swift in different graphic sexual situations. The image was viewed 47 million times before the account was eventually suspended the following day. Even the White House press secretary weighed in on Friday, calling the incident alarming and something that the Biden administration is focusing on. She added that they'll be pushing Congress to pass laws against it.
And, you know, she's a huge celebrity, so she has the resources to make her name unsearchable on Twitter and just get these images wiped from the internet. But I've heard of this happening to normal people. Revenge-seeking exes.
Yeah.
Crazy people post, like, and then, you know.
But they're not real pictures, you're saying?
They're
AI-generated pictures of normal exes?
Yes. Wow. And then it's just, like, out there, and they're having a hard time taking it down, and then it's...
Yeah, you don't think about it in that application.
It's uncomfortable because people have a hard time. You would think most people now, in this day and age, can differentiate between what's real and what's fake, but you'd be shocked by how many people think... it's real. Like, I remember I had a fake account made of me that said I had like an OnlyFans or something. And I had some of my close friends texting me being like, wait, is this you? I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, it's not a real page. How do you think this is real?
Right.
And they're like, well, I don't know. It followed me. And I don't know if you have an OnlyFans or anything. I'm like, I don't. But also you can tell by like the verbiage of this account that it is not me. And it's someone from a different country.
I mean, Spose has been wondering how you're affording all these vacations.
I mean...
So
no, I don't, but I'm just saying, like, when it comes to the average person, imagine how humiliating that would be if you had a spiteful ex that did these images and then people in your surrounding, not circle, but just mutuals are like, oh my God.
I don't think I would jump to the conclusion that they were fake. If I saw it from a regular person, I would just assume that they were like leaked news.
Right.
But with Taylor, you obviously know she would not do that.
Also, do you have the eye? I have my eyeballs can look at AI and say that's not real. There's something unhuman about this photo.
I can tell
not when everyone has it.
I can tell when it's not a real. I didn't see the Taylor photos, but there's something in the eyes of the AI generated images that you can just tell they're not a real person.
Oh, so using your eyes to look at their eyes in the photo, that's how you know it's real.
Yeah, I can say I'm like something's off here with this. It's a little weird. It's like, what was that movie? The Irishman. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
That was long, and then they made the actors younger in it. It was the same thing. Like there was something weird in the eyes. Because they used AI or they used CGI technology to make them younger. And there was just like this like weird glare in the eyes that just didn't seem human or natural for some reason. Maybe that's just me like thinking too much
about
it.
Not everybody has that skill though.
This used to be, I remember when I was much younger, there was, I want to say it was like Alyssa Milano who was on, Who's the Boss? And then what is that? I think she was in Charmed.
I know who she is.
Yeah. There was a similar thing with her where they were posting nude photos of her online, but it wasn't her body. And it was like a Photoshop thing. And it was the same, like, they took it to court. They tried to make laws over it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But now this is happening all over again. It's just not Photoshop. It's AI. Probably more believable than the Photoshop.
I don't like it.
Anyways, what else do we have for Dirty on a 30? Oh, Britney Spears. 2011 track Selfish overtook Justin Timberlake's lead single. By the same name on iTunes.
That's pretty crazy.
Britney Spears fans are pushing to support the 13-year-old femme fatale cut The Selfish Face-Off comes as Selfish by Britney Spears trended on X Friday. Some Spears fans were even encouraging radio stations to play the decade-old bonus track. Just wasn't Selfish that returned to the charts. She had music videos pop up there. Oops, I Did It Again and I'm a Slave for You occupied the two top spots on iTunes music videos chart as well to bump out Justin Timberlake's Selfish. Britney Spears fans rallied behind her.
Did you see Jessica Biel's video that she posted in support? And the top comment was, "You are a very forgiving person." And I was like, oh,
wow.
Delete it.
I wonder what Britney thinks of like having a number one song. It was number one for a little bit. And then that Ben Shapiro song now on iTunes, it's literally whatever terrible Ben Shapiro rap song. Number two is Britney Selfish. And number three is Justin Selfish. At least that's what it was this morning when I checked on it. Have you listened to the Ben Shapiro rap song?
Yeah, and it's dumb.
It's very dumb.
It just doesn't sound good. The other guy on it, the lyrics are trash, but the other guy on it actually sounds like he could have another song that would sound better. But
who's
then
the audience for that though?
But then when
who's
Ben Shapiro comes in, he's like,
well, he's not
terrible.
But all his supporters are downloading it and purchasing it. That's why it's number one. It's crazy. And we mentioned it briefly. Kansas City Chiefs go into the Super Bowl. When they won the game, Taylor rushed the field to meet up with Travis, and she was seen hugging and kissing. And of course, they had to show that, Tara.
Of course they did.
Travis Kelce.
Hey, with Taylor Swift.
To the victors go everything.
I don't know what else to say. Phil, life is good, huh?
Yeah, life is good. It is. But I'll say this. Kansas City coaches did a great job. And now, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, this was a Super Bowl team they had. This is going to hurt for a long time.
Yeah, bummer for the Ravens fans out there. Taylor has concerts in Japan coming up the week of the Super Bowl, so unclear if she's going to be at the big game, but she does have a private jet. So if anyone can make it happen, it would be her.
Were they at the Baltimore Stadium? Were they in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yeah, because Tucker asked who I was rooting for yesterday, and I said, I'm going to root for the Ravens because I've been to, that's the only football game I've ever been to.
You went to a Ravens game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How did that happen? That's random.
Amanda's dad, when he was working in Baltimore.
That's right.
He was like, I have these suite passes. Do you guys want to go to this football game and be in the suite? We were like, gimme.
You know what's crazy?
We don't need to know anything but free food and drink. Let us in.
Same thing happened to me. The only game that I've ever been to for an NFL game, I've sold calendars for the cheerleaders outside of a Patriots game, and I looked inside when one of the games was being played, but I've never been to a Patriots game. It was part of like a fundraiser for my college basketball team.
That's crazy.
They let you go out there and you would sell the, literally we took the college vans out there and sold these calendars as part of some program. And that's the only time I've been to Gillette for a game. But my buddy who works in New York got suite tickets for a Giants game. So I've been to a Giants game.
You said, sweet.
I said, same deal. Food, like box seats, let's go.
Yeah, this one was crazy. It was like all you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
It was so random, but amazing.
I wore a Patriots jersey to the game and they're like, are you serious? They weren't even in the game.
Kind of disrespectful. You're in the suite. I at least had the courtesy to wear a Ravens shirt.
That is your Dirty on the 30.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
One of my favorite words to call people is curmudgeon.
Would you describe yourself?
I can be a curmudgeon at moments, for sure. 207-807-1104. We got a four-pack of Harlem Globetrotters tickets that we're going to give away this hour while we're commercial-free. 207-807-1104. And Tara informed me that it is Curmudgeon's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know what for these tickets.
What is something that makes you a curmudgeon, makes you grumpy?
All right, so basically a curmudgeon is somebody that's just like an Eeyore, or like a grump that walks around like upset about stuff all the time, right?
Mm-hmm,
is that kind of what the definition is?
Miserable.
What makes you grumpy? And we're going to try to turn that frown upside down by possibly hooking you up with Harlem Globetrotters tickets. What makes you grumpy, Tara?
This is oddly specific, but it kept happening when I was on my cruise. There was a Starbucks on board. And I feel like a lot of people on the cruise are not rewards members like myself. So they didn't really understand the whole deal. Like they didn't know how to order their coffee. They didn't know the sizes. They didn't get the memo on how Starbucks works. And it was making me really annoyed every single morning when they would have more than one coffee in their order. You know, you go to the other end of the counter, you sit down or you stand, but you're waiting for your coffee to be made. First coffee comes out, the barista puts it down on the counter, and the person would pick it up and say, I had another coffee with this order. And they're like, we're making it, okay? It's not made yet. We're making it now. And I don't know why that annoyed me so much. I can only imagine how annoyed the baristas must feel.
I feel like you got to cut those people some slack.
That's what I did. I was like, I need to give
because
these people some
grace. Because they're not normal Starbucks. They're on a cruise and they're forced to use Starbucks.
Right. And I was like, I need to give these people some grace because, you know, maybe they don't get coffee all the time, but this is the only coffee option on the ship. And when you go to a takeout restaurant, all your food is ready in the bag for you. It's you don't wait for like one pizza at a time. So I was like, I need to just relax here, but it was really grinding my gears.
Yeah, that sounds like you were being a curmudgeon.
I was.
For sure.
But I just thought, how annoying.
Also sounds like they were kind of being curmudgeons too.
They were like, I had more than one coffee. It's being made right now. We're frothing the milk. Thanks.
207-807-1104. What's something you get grumpy over? I get grumpy when I wake up in the morning and I find out that my car, and I didn't realize it was going to snow the night before, is buried in snow and it's going to take me an extra 30 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, that was a fun surprise this morning.
I'm talking about no warning whatsoever. I was completely unaware. Like,
did you not watch TV last night?
No.
I swear in between the football games they were talking about snow.
I was not paying attention to the weather report. I only pay attention to the weather report in the morning. Shouts to our partnership with WMTW. And obviously Sunday, I'm not, you know, listening or working.
You're not working.
So I had no idea what was coming overnight. And I took Lana out at night. It was fine. There was nothing. There was like a little drizzle. That was it. And then went inside. And so imagine my surprise when I'm like, going to be on time for work today. I open the door and it's a winter wonderland outside. And then the plows came and literally snow bankings all around my car.
It did look really pretty though. This morning looked how I wished Christmas morning did.
Yes, it did look like there was the white,
gorgeous,
soft powder in the trees. I will say this much. I've had my car plowed in multiple times. This time the snow was so light, I just like bust through it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't a problem. It was just an annoyance.
Yeah, and it took me a little bit longer to, you know, I had to make sure I got the top, the roof of the car, because I don't want to be that guy that's on the highway that has snow coming off the roof and hitting people.
It's also illegal, isn't it?
I don't know.
We talk about this every year, and I can't remember.
I can't remember that. I think every year they try to make a law for it, but I don't think it's technically, I think in some states it might be, in others it's not. I don't know if it is in Maine. That makes me grumpy though when I'm behind a car that has all of that flying off it. Blake in Springvale, happy Curmudgeon's Day. What makes you grumpy?
So, well, most things make me grumpy, but I was calling because my dad goes by, he didn't want to be called Grandpa. He wanted to be called Mudgy when I started having kids because it's short for curmudgeon, because he is a grumpy old man.
I thought you were going to say instead of being called Grampy, he wanted to be called Grumpy, because I have heard that.
No Grumpy, Mudgy.
So your kids call him Mudgy?
Yes.
I like that, though. It's unique.
Yes, it's a Meme and Mudgy.
So what traits from him rub off on you? What makes you grumpy?
Oh, well, first of all, the cat can't be on any of the couches or anything because she sheds, she's awful, she stinks. So both of those things make us both very grumpy.
Okay.
And we, no politics, obviously, can't talk about politics with us. We get grumpy.
Okay.
And this weather.
Okay.
Grumpy. Bad mood for the rest of the day.
Why even have a cat then?
It's my brother's cat.
Got it.
He brought it home one day and it was in our house for a week before even anybody knew.
Oh.
Surprise.
Now it's a part of the fam.
Yep, part of the family. They like it more than me. Well, my mom likes it more than me.
Julie from Wells, what makes you grumpy?
You want to know what made me grumpy this weekend? It was the fact that my husband, who's almost 50, played in a basketball tournament against his students at a middle school and then came home and proceeded to whine about how he felt all weekend. Now, he did pre-warn me, which was awesome, but then he was asking me to massage his knees.
He needs a massage gun.
Yeah, I'm like, but really, and then this, it was like different times he was asking me this, like, okay, can you do my butt? And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, if I flip over, will you do my groin? And I'm like, and he didn't mean anything like that. But it was just like, it was hilarious.
He's like, I don't mean it like that unless.
I've learned that us guys, we turn into real babies when we get sore and we don't handle pain well. It's probably having something with us not having to be built for like childbirth that we don't handle pain well.
Probably.
It might be something. I mean, he's adorable and I love him so much, but literally by the time he asked me about the groin. I almost pushed him off the bed.
I thought you were going to say he like tore his Achilles during the game. I was like, oh no, this isn't heading in a good direction.
So he was just sore, and he told me, he said, I think this might have been my last hurrah. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Thanks for calling in and answering.
I'd love that. All right, you guys, have a great day. I love you.
I can relate to this person. They said on the text, hearing my alarm clock on a Monday morning, I would say it's less about the alarm clock Monday morning and more about the period of anxiety I have Sunday night going to bed.
The Sunday scaries.
The Sunday scaries. I hate that it's like a name that people use because it makes it sound corny or whatever, but that's a real
it's
thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Marissa and Saka, what makes you grumpy?
When the customers sit at dirty tables at a restaurant.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Also, why would they sit at a dirty table in the first place?
I know. So there could be like 17 clean tables and they would...
I've seen it before.
The one dirty table that like we just took the plates off and still need to wipe down.
And then complain to you about it being dirty.
As I'm walking over with like a rag and spray. Like, oh, thank you.
Okay, I feel like there's like a science to it because it kind of goes hand in hand with when you're at the beach and there's no one around you and then someone comes and sit directly next to you. I feel like since those people know someone was just sitting there, it must be a good table or something and they feel like they need to sit there because it doesn't make sense why they wouldn't just go to one of the clean ones.
I know. It's like so stressful. I'm like, why? Like, for what reason?
The seats are still warm.
Right? Has to be the only explanation.
Marissa, are you trying to win these Harlem Globetrotters tickets?
Yeah.
You got a four-person squad ready to go?
Oh, I got a squad.
Okay, we're going to make it happen. We picked your text. We're hooking you up with the four-pack. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, next Thursday, you're out there at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland to see the Globetrotters in action.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Next chance to win Harlem Globetrotters tickets happens with Be All at 5 p.m. And we also got somebody on the text that said, other grumpy people make me grumpy. I'm trying to live my best life over here.
I feel that.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
This madness needs to stop, Tara. It needs to stop. United Airlines, American Airlines, they're paying special tribute to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift during this year's Super Bowl. After the Chiefs clinched their spot in the big game, United Airlines announced 6 direct flights between Kansas City and Las Vegas. Each one has a special flight number created to honor the couple. She's not even playing in the game. Oh my God. So new flight numbers listed is UA1989 for Taylor's famous album. So you can take that flight, Kansas City to Vegas. There's also UA2287. Do you know what that one's in reference to?
Failing like 22.
Failing like 22. You know what the 87 is?
No.
That's his number.
Oh.
So that's a little joint one there. They're at least showing Kelce some respect in that one.
Apparently.
These special flights will provide direct flights for more than 1,000 Kansas City fans to Vegas to cheer on the Chiefs, the airline said in a release. And then American Airlines, not to be outdone, also did basically the same thing. They posted a flight from Kansas to Vegas numbered AA1989. And then they had a return flight from Vegas to KC numbered AA87 to honor Travis's jersey number. As you can imagine, many fans are saying, stop the madness and let's focus on the game instead of focusing on Taylor and Kelce's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, those thousands of fans that are going to be taking those flights to get down to Vegas to cheer on their home team, they're going to be paying a pretty penny for these tickets if they don't already have them. Resale prices are near a record high for the Super Bowl right now. Some are selling for more than $11,000.
Excuse me?
To go watch a football game. Insanity. Insanity.
I wonder what it's going to be like because I'm going to be there days later. I'm just missing the Super Bowl madness.
That is crazy. You are just missing it.
Which is good for me, though, because my flights would have been more expensive and hotels probably would have been more expensive.
You would have been on.
But instead, everyone's going home and then I show up 2 days later and it's like crickets.
UA1989.
I could have been.
Oh, man. Make the madness stop. Who are you rooting for? It'll obviously be on. I'm sure it'll be on in your house and you might as well pick a squad.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll go with the Chiefs.
You're taking her side, huh?
I don't really care enough. I'll wear red lipstick.
Stop.
I never watch the Super Bowl. I just eat food, drink a little bit, chat with the girls, watch the halftime show. Like, I really don't care enough.
Commercials used to be cool, too, but now they just drop the commercials before the Super Bowl. So
I know.
You already get
What's
to see
up with
them.
That?
There's no real, like, the anticipation isn't really there.